Before I let you meditate, I think there are something that I need to maybe share with you. Just now, two of the Kairimita came and see me. So they were asking me if they have primary retribution. Means, due to karma, they have certain DNA defect problem, certain inherent type of disease. Or heredity and all those things. So the question is very good. What must we do? Then I say you have to ask for forgiveness, repentance. Then do the thing that I told you just now. First, ask for repentance. Okay? Second one is what? Determine. Never to repeat all this, because these are wrong action, wrong speech, wrong thought, defilement, brings about negativity of karma. So now there is karmic friction that caused my DNA to have this. This is primary retribution. I cannot do anything. It comes with the karmic, primary retribution. So the only thing you can do is, like I explained, ask for repentance. Means you seriously want to repent, because you know this is wrong. And you vow not to repeat it, like Ingbi said, it's very good. After you vow not to repeat it, you will have to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. That is, follow the advice of the Buddha. Otherwise, you will repeat. Understand? Then when you follow the advice of the Buddha, you will come into the Dhamma. You will cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, because this is the advice of the Buddha, which is basically the Four Noble Truths, in particular aspect with the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. So after you make this, you will develop a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of merits, even while listening to the Dhamma, straightening your view, doing the puja. You do all the 10 meritorious action, almost all. You offer dana. You keep your precept, renew your precept, so dana, sila, then you meditate, bhavana. Then you pay respect, reverential salutation. Then after that, you listen to the Dhamma. You straighten your view. Then you rejoice. Then you share merits. You transfer merits. Then you develop service to help out the sasana or meditation retreat. Even the community member who help out in the Kayamita well-being and welfare, so that we can have our spiritual activity, Dhamma activity, to benefit all Kayamitas and all those who have affinity. So all these are very meritorious. If you do it sincerely over a period of time, it has its power. Even the lady I mentioned in Japan, she only did 1 week, and it's so powerful. Then week after week, for 3 months, that daughter-in-law completely cured from a depressed, chronic situation. A lot of primary retribution, plus secondary retribution, dependent retribution. All this completely recovered. It's possible. So after you have done that, you have to do the third way. The third way is to invoke power of merits, by the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mine has cultivated from the distant past until now, or ever since I understood this teaching, just like Angulimala, ever since he became a bhikkhu, means he take on a noble birth to be the Holy One, to be a bhikkhu. So all these are very meritorious. Then you invoke four causes and conditions for you to recover from such primary retribution or even dependent retribution or whatever karmic obstruction or karmic conditioning. When you vow through power of merit with understanding, the nature's law will arise the causes and conditions for it to take effect. Then a lot of things can happen. Sometimes it's so amazing, like that sister mentioned. God's miracle also don't work like that. It's just through the power of faith, power of sincerity to do all these things through an understanding of nature's law. So all this you can do. Then she asked me, is the asking for forgiveness same as in the Theravada teaching? Kayena vacca cittena. I said, no, that one is asking for forgiveness from the triple gem. And this one, when you chant the morning chanting, you also have it. The one that I have evolved is more complete. So I will read to you. It's from the other chanting book that we use for our weekly one. It's not in your retreat chanting book. I have sent a WhatsApp over. If you have connection, you should see it on your handphone. Yeah? So this one is a more comprehensive one. Then when we take the Bodhisattva vow, I also mention inside there. Yeah, so you can have all these things when you read through the Bodhisattva vow. Asking for forgiveness, page 18 of the normal chanting book, first revision. The edition is 1st of January 2016. This one was done by Sister Padmasuri. We should thank her. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. She took the trouble to compile all this, typeset it, then get it printed for free distribution and all those things. So this is very wholesome. So this part is very important. To sincerely ask for forgiveness, you listen, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind has caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, I would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all. Then I vow to repent. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. And I vow to keep and uphold all the five precepts. Then to do whatever goodness when there is condition, and to purify my mind. Then I vow to diligently cultivate the four right efforts, cultivate all virtue, and train my mind to be mindful, to be heedful. And you do like that. Then it will cover all your whatever lie from the distant past until now. Whether you knowingly or deludedly or unknowingly cause any karmic negativity or suffering or misery or misled any living being, you cover them all and sincerely ask for forgiveness. Then immediately this sincere repentance, the nature's law will take care of it. The reason being, even in our society, is the same. Let's say you have some misunderstanding with somebody. Could be your loved one, your close friend, or your neighbor and other things. Then one day you start to develop the understanding. This is bad because it creates unnecessary misunderstanding. Then we have this enmity. You suffer, he also suffer. You cannot be good neighbor anymore or good friend anymore. Even as loved one, you also have problem with each other. So what do you do? Somebody will advise you, forgive and forget. You free yourself. Then you give back your friend. Then there is harmony. So everything seems to be very good. So you decide, okay. But most people are so shy. How to open the mouth? How to approach them? They are so shy. And what do? You ask another friend, can help me or not? Make contact so that I can meet. Then you go. Then what happens is, when you are sincerely asking for forgiveness, you express it sincerely and tell him, please forgive me. At that time, I really didn't know what I was doing. It was out of foolishness that I say all those things which I don't mean, but out of anger, out of emotion, I just say all those things. So I wish to apologize sincerely and ask for forgiveness. I hope you can accept this request for forgiveness. And thank you so much. You shake the hand. You know what happened? the enmity straight away dissolve. No? The guy will tell you, don't worry, nothing. In fact, I'm also to be blamed. He will tell you all this. So, don't worry. We are still good neighbor. Because he also very happy to make up with you. Understand? Not only you want to make up. So, the nature's law is the same. When you ask for forgiveness, those who have forgiven you, straight away nature's law cancel. The obstruction gone. The coming negative. And these are the great beings with wisdom. That's why you have to ask for forgiveness from Triple Gem. All those who have wisdom. Because this type of coming obstruction is very severe. You have to pay back very, very heavily. In our dialect, kau kau. Pay back. Kau kau. So, when you did this, even ordinary being, because nature's law is like that, immediately you show your sincerity, like you go and approach and say, forgive. Then the coming obstruction will water down and weaken by itself because you already sincerely declare that you have understood the nature's law, that this is bad, this is wrong, and you are willing to ask for forgiveness, sincerely repent yourself. And nature, the nature's law, also have its understanding. When a person already have this understanding to repent, he deserves a lot of things, pardon and other things, unless it's very, very heavy karma. Then that one, you have to work harder. You have to go second phase. Understand? After you ask for forgiveness, determine not to repeat it, then cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. Follow the advice of God. Develop your merits, your wholesomeness. And then you invoke power of merits through causes and conditions for all this karmic obstruction to be resolved. And then it is very powerful. Then you can also invoke power of merits for you to have causes and conditions to gain back your life, to overcome your primary retribution, which could be any type of DNA defect or problem. Then also dependent retribution. It can help. Activity retribution or activity karma and other things. So all these are possible. You only need to have the understanding and to do it. Then the other one is how to make the aspiration. I read to you, it's also in the WhatsApp there. By the power of whatever wholesomeness and meritorious action and deed that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature to always avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise, until Nibbana is realized as soon as possible. Then this aspiration, we are invoking power of merits and wholesomeness, can be modified to suit your other needs where applicable. So modify for whatever you need to help your loved one. It has to have close relationship. Or your close friend, your parents, those who have affinity, you are very strong. So all these are possible, including yourself. When you are going through the First Noble Truth reality, confronting them, all, you can invoke power of birds for all this. Then all this can have its effect when you do it with understanding and sincerity. And then of course, you have to continue by reciting, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful always. Develop the love, the metta, the kindness, the goodness, the wholesomeness. Then may the Triple Gem, Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha bless, guide and protect us all always. So this is very important. So if you do this with understanding, then a lot of things can happen. Then to your amaze, the result can be amazing. So this is the part that I want to share. Okay, now you can meditate. 7:15, just nice. You can rejoice if you want to. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now you can meditate for 30 minutes. Then I will ring the bell at about 7:45.